Hi, how are you, everybody? This is Victor Perolnik, founder of TrustSharing. Today, I am driving around Minnesota. I had a few thoughts lately that I wanted to share with you about what is the impact of AI on SaaS in general and in web in general, and is that able to kill our business model? So to be clear, I am not talking about, will AI replace developers? Will it be easier or harder to develop software, or how AI embedding will influence my software? But what I'm talking about is SaaS as a business model and as a delivery method of software. Is there any sort of challenge around that through AI? How is that going to change things? And here's my point, okay? If you look at ChatGPT, for example, it's a very concrete example. Now that it has its own desktop app, it is basically moving a lot of tasks that people would normally be doing in a browser. So whether that is some lightweight research or whatever that might be, it is moving that away from a browser and into a different environment. And so the browser, you know, historically, there has been a lot of criticism of Google and its Chrome browser of being very closed, of having a bit of vendor, but really the browser still is a very open environment, right? The browser is an incredibly open environment to the point that with everything, you could still drop Chrome any given day, go to a different browser, and almost not sacrifice absolutely anything. You can still access those same websites. You can access those very same services. There is absolutely no repercussion. Now, if you look at something like ChatGPT, the more things, for example, right, booking flights, the more things you move over to ChatGPT, that is now vendor locked in. So, for example, Skyscanner released a ChatGPT plugin where you can now book flights through ChatGPT. And so what a lot of people don't realize is that what happened here is a valuable website, a valuable service with its own presence and brand and customer base and following has just been reduced to an API within ChatGPT, right? What sounds like an additional acquisition channel, what sounds like a great opportunity to get even more customers, actually results in you losing your entire brand, user interface, and usefulness, and you're completely replaceable. ChatGPT is the actual layer of user interaction that you're subject to, and you're completely dependent on that. As an API, you're completely replaceable. Probably there's an affiliate thing or something like that, or you need to pay ChatGPT, right, to even give some kickbacks. And so now you're in a much worse position as a software business. Skyscanner, of course, not a SaaS, it's a marketplace. And so that also brings me to my next point. I think this is rather going to happen to consumer-facing applications first. So consumer-facing applications, not power user applications, I think might be the first one where that transition is happening, that people just get reduced to an API, to something like ChatGPT. And I think ChatGPT is not going to stop where the chat interface is obviously great and is useful for a lot of things, but really hard to use for power users. And so I think there's a lot of iterations you can think about that. There's a lot of UI improvements that you could think you could make. If that really works well on voice, that could also be an improvement to an interface. So I think there's an interface revolution about to happen for some of the things here, and how we deliver online services, including potentially SaaS, might just completely change, and we need to be prepared for that. Again, not how AI is being used to enhance a SaaS, but how it actually can completely replace the interface and reduce your actual value of your service to an API. So I can totally see ChatGPT releasing a, let's say, app store kind of thing really soon. And now you can get those add-ons from third-party providers who are completely dependent on ChatGPT as an acquisition channel, a bit like, you know, the Apple App Store, right? There's all these controversies around the App Store can kick you, you share revenues. There's a big controversy around that, a gatekeeper. And so this is very similar and even worse because you can't build your brand, your interface, your anything. You're really being just reduced to that API. that's a big shift that I think a lot of SaaS companies don't need to worry about, but a lot of service providers need to watch. What that really depends on, I don't know. It's hard to say what's going to happen here. This is new territory. And so, you know, with predictions, how it always works. But again, I think that's something you need to watch out for. Speaking of mobile apps, we've already seen that once where there was a revolution. Most things were a first, you know, first. We've seen things that were desktop based. So we saw a lot of desktop-based applications that were doing very well, and there was nothing wrong with them apart from that there was a new, better, more accessible delivery model, which was the cloud-based SaaS model. And so it's not necessarily not just that a competitor came up and built a better application, it's the entire delivery model that changed how certain things are being done and what is competitive and what isn't. So the next step to that was mobile. Building a mobile app for a lot of use cases were carrying a computer around, especially things that were in the field, but also especially consumer-based things that don't happen that often. I think that's why mobile apps are a great example, because it's a great example of more consumer-based apps that people don't use that often but want to have more accessible. That's where doing certain things like maybe booking tables at a restaurant or something like that are just much more, I wouldn't necessarily say easier to be done, but certainly more accessible. And so with being more accessible, you see that with ChatGPT as well. So that is potentially just more accessible. And the other category is just more accessible to a certain use case. So just how mobile was obviously easier to use in the field. That's where, you know, ChatGPT, chat-based interfaces with a bit more UI or voice-based interfaces may or may not be easier in just very certain use cases that may replace what a SaaS application does. And ChatGPT and LLMs in general, I'm just using ChatGPT as an example here, but LLMs in general constitute a major improvement over what we had with Alexa or Siri so far, which wasn't really productive enough. So especially once that comes onto the phone and some LLM capability comes onto the phone, you don't have the latency, you don't need to have internet connection, then I think a lot of this stuff will heavily improve. All right, I'd love to hear what you think about this, whether you can see this happen anywhere, whether you see this affecting your business or not. I'd love to hear your comments. And yeah, that's an interesting one. Thank you.